Hendry Show coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and so let's have that plugged in, if we might. What do we have here? On the line with us, actually, this is a story that we found concerning the First Pentecostal Church of the Desert. And this is a church that has done something unusual. We have an assistant deacon from there. Austin Amarca is going to join us in just a moment. And basically what this is a church that has installed a series of credit debit card processors. Do we have this guy on the line? Credit debit card processors. And what they do is, this is how they're getting their money, I guess. This is how they're getting their contributions, with these debit, credit card processors and turnstiles. And, Mr. Amarca, this is an unusual way of getting money from a congregation, isn't it?
Ways of doing things. But I think that given the fact over the years, we have received a lot of contribution by way of check, a lot of contribution by way of cash. Sometimes the checks have bounced, believe it or not.
Bounce checks,
yeah. And we thought what we needed was, and I'm not saying that the people were bouncing checks on purpose. I'm not saying that we had people who were being purposefully dishonest with us. But we had a difficult time trying to get individuals to contribute, and as a result, we decided we would not take from these people. We would not take checks.
Are you in your office? I'm hearing like typing or something.
I'm in a bookkeeping office of our church, which is the First Pentecostal here in Lancaster, California. Yes.
Okay, so you had people bouncing checks on you. And you had, as a result, the donations dropping?
Well, if we have not the wealthiest congregation in the world, and yes, there are people, for whatever reason, who just can't seem to keep any money in a bank account, not because they're lazy or not because they're dishonest, I don't know, but they'll write a check to a church, and you've got, they'll write a check to a church, and you got yourself a bounce check. I couldn't figure it out, Phil, and that's why what we did is contracted with a supermarket chain, two of which had closed down in Lancaster over the last year, and we purchased their credit debit card processors as well as some turnstile equipment that they had, and we used some of the technological wizardry that we have in our congregation, because we got a few electrical contractors in our congregation and other kinds of craftsmen, and we installed turnstiles and credit card and debit card processors
in order for people to make a donation.
In order for people to make a donation to our church, that's correct. And it was an interesting experiment that so far I think is going pretty well.
Do you have people coming into your congregation? How big is your church?
Phil, we've got anywhere from 50 to 100 regular members of our congregation. Sometimes it reaches as high as 150, depending upon the movement here in Lancaster. There's so many new families moving out here.
And you are like a Pentecostal church. So how is this going? You've got in credit card, debit card processors, and turnstiles.
Well, we installed the turnstiles. And you get in after you make a donation. And I see it as a way of determining whether people are serious.
Have the people attending your church, has it gone down at all?
No, not significantly. I think there's a novelty to it that people enjoy. And there's also the fact that, you know, it's a challenge, I guess, to get in, put your money in, and go in.
All right, we're talking here with the assistant deacon of the First Pentecostal of the Desert, Austin Amarca. They've installed turnstiles and credit debit card processors. Are these the kinds you swipe?
You swipe your card through it. You enter in an amount.
And what does it let you into?
Lets you directly into the sanctuary of our church.
And then you get into the church.
That's correct.
Do you have long lines? It's kind of amusing thinking about people standing in line waiting to get into church.
Well, you know something, Phil? I see people standing in line to get into baseball games. I see people standing in line to get into movies. I see people standing in line to get into a theater performance. I see people standing in line to get into art galleries. I've never seen anybody stand in line to get into a church, and I think it's one of the most refreshing and one of the most encouraging and endearing things about our experiment is that, yes, you drive by First Pentecostal of the Desert on a Sunday, and you will see people standing in line to get into church. And isn't that a wonderful thing to think that people find God so compelling? And I would say, and I'm very flattered, that they find my sermons compelling.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the question I wanted to originally ask you. Why would people sit still, if you will, for putting money into a turnstile or swiping their card through a credit card processor and going through a turnstile to go to church? You mentioned baseball games, and you mentioned football games, and you mentioned theater, and you mentioned movies. And let's face it, those are extremely entertaining, events.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why, Phil, because I like to think that I am that compelling as a preacher. I am a very compelling speaker.
And you are the main the leader of the service there on Sunday?
I am the assistant deacon, and I do conduct most of our services. Yes, sir.
And is there a higher attendance?
Well, one of the reasons why we felt confident that people would go ahead and still come to our church and use our credit card, debit card processor, swiper, and also use our turnstile is because of me.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do in your service.
Well, Phil, I'm a very, very compelling man. I'm a very compelling speaker. I'm very engaging. I'm very entertaining. You got to see me. You got to see what I do.
Well, what do you do?
I preach up a storm, my man. I do a little skip step that I worked out when I talk about the Bible and about how The whale swallowed Jonah.
Yeah, that's what I want. Give me a little of your...
You want me to give you a little sample?
Give me a little sample, yeah.
All right, sir, here it is. Whale swallowed Jonah. And then I do a little skip, don't you know? And the whale swallowed Jonah in a way... it doesn't matter what the parable is. You get the parable, for instance, of the our Lord giving the loaves and the fishes. And the masses came to see our Lord. And God saw that there weren't enough loaves and fishes. Then I do a skip step.
What is the skip step?
It's all visual. Many things are visual and many things are vocal, Phil. But I do a skip step. I take the Bible and I wave the Bible in front of the congregation almost as if it is a magic element of some kind, a magic wand of some kind, an amulet that will heal all of their sins. And I wave the Bible in front of them and I say, you know, this is the good book. And I wave it slowly across their faces. And I tell them that God is in this book. The answer is in this book. Yes, I do. Hey, don't you know? And then I do a skip step. I walk down into the crowd. I'm sure you've seen Sally, Jesse, Raphael, or Phil Donahue, or one of these. What's the other guy?
Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. They walk down in the crowd. I do all of that. I walk into the crowd. Hold my hand up and all of that.
Do you do the, you got to understand, I'm not being a very religious man. This is kind of amusing to me.
No, I know. This is for religious people who believe in Jesus Christ as their only Lord and Savior, and people who believe in the blood of the Lamb understand what I'm talking about. Phil, it's amusing to you because you do not yet have redemption in your soul. And forgive me for saying that, but you do not.
Well, that's all right. I've been told that before.
All right. Well, someday we hope that you'll come to our church and perhaps avail yourself of the redemption and the Holy Ghost that we do have available. But I'm a very compelling speaker, and that's why. And how, How long has it been since you talked to the Lord?
You're asking me?
Yes, sir. How long has it been since you gave your heart to the Lord?
I don't pray that way necessarily.
Well, how long has it been since you've given your love over to Jesus?
Probably too
long, I would imagine, right?
Probably not since I was in high school.
So it's been a long time for you. And what I say to you, Phil, and what I say to all of your listeners, is you come to First Pentecostal of the Desert, and you speak with the Lord, and you use the Holy Ghost. That is your fuel. That is your power.
And all right, well, can you hold the line here, Reverend, for just a second?
Phil, it's Mr. You call me Mr. Mark. I'm an assistant deacon. But I appreciate the compliment.
All right, Mr. Amarca, hold the line. Austin Amarca from the First Pentecostal of the Desert is on the line with us. They've installed a debit card processor and a turnstile in their church. That's how they get their donations, not through cash or check, because the fact is a lot of people were bouncing checks out there. They were bouncing checks to the church. And they actually have people now standing in line to come see Mr. Marco. I didn't know this was about him. Is he that good? Did you talk to him before, Mike? Apparently, he's so damn good, he's got people standing in line ready to have their accounts debited to see him preach. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686, and Austin Amarca, who is an assistant deacon at the First Pentecostal of the Desert in Lancaster, California, is with us to talk about a couple of things. You have installed a debit card processor in your... Now, this is not a credit card processor, right?
No, Phil, it's not a credit card. It's taken directly out of your bank account.
And so it's a debit card processor.
That is correct, and it's also the turnstile, which means you've got a locking turnstile that does not allow you into the house of God until you tithe to the Lord. And the Bible states very clearly that you have to tithe to the Lord. The Lord works in mysterious ways. I'm God's doorman. I've got his Studio 54, Phil, and I'm on the rope. And if you want to get in, you pay admission. And I'm very compelling. And I do a good sermon, so people want to come see me, naturally.
Okay, and the you said something earlier about, it was something kind of interesting that you said about the locking turnstile. So if somebody doesn't have any money...
If someone doesn't have any money, you go get yourself some money. You don't come into my church without supporting the good work of God and his Son and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, God's direct Son and descendant spiritually, Jesus Christ. You better pony up, because God's work on earth takes money.
Okay, here is PJ. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
What's that?
Hold on for a minute, sir. I got to get this right. PJ, you there?
I'm here.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, actually, I was calling to say that that's a great idea for churches. However, it sounds like you're heading in a direction that's going to take away from how good you are at your theatrics and getting people to come to hear the Word of God. My point is there a... I come to your church. I want to be there.
Well,
I don't mind standing in line. People should stand in line to hear the Word.
Well, wait a second. What do you mean by that I'm taken away from?
No. God. I said you're about to take away, I think. You didn't go there because he wasn't specific enough. Phil wasn't specific enough. You said, go get some money. Okay, I come to your church.
Right.
I can't tithe this week, but I do make a donation through the turnstile. Is there a set amount you have to pay to get into the church?
Well,
is it just a donation?
Well, my friend, I'll tell you what, my friend, and that's a good question. I would ask you this, my friend. Is there a set amount of money for you? What city are you in?
I'm calling from the Bible Belt, Atlanta.
Yes, sir, Atlanta, Georgia. Is there a set amount of money you pay to go see the Atlanta Braves play baseball?
You better believe there is. There is a set amount of money.
Is there a set amount of money that you pay to go see a movie? Yes, sir.
Not a set amount of money for my soul.
But I will tell you this: that God deserves at least as much respect and than a baseball team. So, yes, sir, I would say to you, out of respect, sir, I would say that
he
we charge
more.
We charge $5. $5.
If I went to the game.
Are you listening to me, brother? You don't want to hear what I've got to say.
I would work so I could get in.
$5. $5.
I'd find a job.
$5.
To get into there.
$5.
Even if it was cleaning up after.
Okay, are you guys listening to each other?
I hear him saying, repeating the same thing over and over. But
what's he saying? Well, what did he say?
Damn, my phone's ringing.
What did he say?
Go ahead. Repeat it.
Yeah, I got to repeat it because you weren't listening to me, brother.
Okay, repeat.
You were listening to the sound of your own voice. If you come into my church, you would be compelled to hear me speak.
Right.
Because I speak only the word of God.
I believe you.
That's the most compelling word there is. I'm not talking for me, Oscar Mark.
I agree with you.
I'm talking about Jesus Christ.
I agree with you.
I'm talking about the only Son of God. And that's why I said $5 is the minimum acceptable amount to get into our church. Yes, sir.
And what is that?
$5.
Okay, I come to your church. I have me and my five kids and my wife, and I can't afford to put the amount $5 for each one of us into your turnstile or swipe it through your.
Have you got a debit card?
Or swipe it through your debit card. I don't have a debit card. Everyone doesn't have debit cards.
Oh, sir, you've got a bank account.
I'm compelled to come and hear you speak because I enjoyed you the one time when I was able to come. I want to now bring my family.
You want to see Austin Marker, that's right. And you know that it's worth it. It's worth
but
it.
I'm not coming for the theatrics. I'm coming for the word.
I'm
and
giving you the
moment,
word, but I'm wrapping it up. I wrapped the word up in a little bit.
I was saying that was a great idea. But you have the wrong purpose for it. God doesn't need money.
Cirque du Soleil, you ever seen that Cirque du Soleil?
I worked for it. I couldn't afford the ticket.
Yeah, I'm like God's messenger in the Cirque du Soleil. I got a lot
of worked for him.
A lady.
I worked for him.
You worked for Cirque du Soleil?
I worked for God.
You remember that lady that bent over backwards and that guy, that clown, dressed up in a diaper?
I could
come out in a diaper.
Them did.
I'd get in a diaper for Jesus. I would do that.
I'd go naked.
I would go naked. I'd get into a diaper or go naked for Jesus Christ.
You
whatever
what
it takes. What would
you do?
What would you do, brother?
If I had to, and I hope that God never puts me in a position to have to,
yes.
I would get nailed to a cross.
Sir, I would get nailed to a cross and then set on fire.
But it wouldn't
Joan of Arc.
But it wouldn't cost me a cent.
Just like Joan of Arc.
It would not cost me anything.
Have you got life insurance?
No.
Well, hell, you'd leave your... You got
God
to get,
takes care of me and my family.
I'd be hung on
anybody
a cross
that knows me
upside
knows,
down for Jesus.
Anybody that knows me knows that without the theatrics,
God bless
God
you.
Takes care of me and
God
my family
you.
And you.
God bless you. God
you
bless
too.
You. God bless you,
you
my friend.
Okay, that's great, guys.
God bless you, sir.
All right, thank you very
you
much,
too,
sir.
Bill.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, sir. You're a wonderful man. Did you hear that guy? Get nailed to a cross for Jesus.
And you'd get nailed and hung upside down.
I'm better.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And don't forget, on Sunday night, I'll be on King of the Hill. And don't forget our website design thing. And also, our CD is on sale on the website, philhenryshow.com. All kinds of information can be had there. By the way, last night's poll was that gorilla story funny. Unfunny won 65% to whatever, 60% to... And Melissa agrees. She thought it sucked all the way on out. And I did, too, by the way. It was Mike Schaefer's idea to go on the air with it. So, anyway... I'm kidding, man. Okay, we have Austin Amarca. He is a assistant deacon at the First Pentecostal of the Desert. They have taken the unusual step of actually using a credit card swiper machine, a debit card swiping machine, and turnstiles in their church. This is not unheard of, really, because homeless shelters have this, Mr. Amarca, correct?
Well, that is absolutely correct. This is not a new idea. Now, the only resistance you get is when you have some son of a bitch telling you that you don't have the right to do it because you're at church. Well, who said I don't have the right? Again, if people want to see me preach and they come from miles around to see me preach, I'm going to raise some money for Jesus. And that's why I ask you, when's the last time you talked to Jesus, Phil?
Well, I told you it was high school.
High school. You know, I know something about you, Phil Henry.
Okay, I need to take a call, though.
But I know something about you that I want to tell you.
You know something about me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm, you got me curious. What?
I know that you've raised money for my friend's place in Los Angeles, California, which is a place that helps young people, and they haven't given you anything. Have they named their building after you, the building that they built? Have they named it?
I don't think that it's necessary. I mean, you know.
How much money have you raised for them?
Probably about $250,000.
$250,000, and they haven't even named their building after you. And yet, at our First Pentecostal Churchville, we have a youth center that we are funding now with the donations from our congregation. And I know that you're a prominent talk show host. I also know that I would love to name that building after you. I would love to see you.
You want to name your youth center after me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do, Phil. Because I've heard your show, and I listen to your life, and I listen to the heartache, and I can hear you straining. You want so very much to find yourself, don't you?
You're going to make me bawl now.
I don't want you to cry. I want you to just look in your heart, Phil, for a moment. Look in your heart. Where does Jesus live but in your heart? And I've heard your radio show, and I've heard you agnostic at times, desperate and searching at other times. Why not join our congregation and be a part of it? And I will honor the great work you do. We'd love to name our youth center after a great radio personality such as yourself who does such great stuff.
Well, I'm very, very flattered. Let me take a phone call.
But I want you, would you think about that for me, Phil?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a little bit overwhelmed that you would want to do that. Here is Spring Ranch on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I am an assistant minister at a church, and I'm also a chaplain that praises terminally ill people.
Praise God.
And in looking at Scripture, I know that my Father gives the gift of eternal life free, and there's no charge for it. And I have a family of seven.
Well, that's right.
And if I were to have to take my family of seven and drop five per head in there every time I walked in,
that would be tough.
We would not be able to be active in the youth group or anything.
That would be a tough thing to do. And you know, the Bible has so many lessons that are mysterious.
Okay, let me
in
finish.
Our church.
Let me finish my comment.
You know the women are.
Let me finish my comment.
Well, I wanted to say.
Let the lady finish her comment, okay?
All right, Phil. But I.
My comment.
I can hear. I can hear where she's going wrong.
No,
I know, but just let her.
Comment, please.
The seven of you would certainly get great spiritual value,
sir. Anytime you take credit for your sermons or take credit for anything you do in the Lord's work, you have the I syndrome. And it's a problem because
that's a secular concept you've come up with. God wants us. God wants us to glory in the great gift that He has given us. And I'm very proud. I'm very, very proud. Pride. That is not pride. That is not pride.
You don't.
Pride is when you deny the origin of that. Okay. When you deny the origin of your gift, then that is pride. And I do not deny the origin of my gift. I know the origin of my gift is God Almighty. And I know through the grace of the Holy Ghost that God speaks through me.
And
I'm very confident, and that's why people love to hear me speak. I don't know if your church is, but I offer Mr. Hendry the opportunity to be on, have his name on our youth center. And I think that's a good thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that what we are trying to do is have, well, God will be glorified. God will be glorified. That's the way to glorify our Lord. God will be glorified, the Bible tells us, and I will not have people coming into the house of God when they are people will come. They want to hear the word of God. Then they have to want it like the bread of life, because that is the word of God, the bread of life.
We give food to the poor. We have a food bank.
Tree is known by its fruit. Tree is known by its fruit.
You're reaching out to his people, giving it to him free, but instead you're taking.
But even Jesus had to find a way to make a way in this world, as his apostles and all the people helped him. You are not listening because you're blinded by a lot of secular beliefs, and you've used a lot of secular psychology.
Now, let me ask you something.
You've moved a lot of secular psychology into your teachings, which is wrong, sister.
There's people that are terminally ill.
Go to the Bible.
Those kind of people can't afford to walk
in. Do not go to the secular psychology of today, which is where you're getting a lot of your beliefs.
Our church is the opposite. We give.
And I think it's very, very wrong.
We give food.
But I will tell you that the Bible has many lessons that can help all of us. We give to the poor. We take from those who can. We give to the poor.
Well, now let's get. I'm going to interrupt here, okay, Mr. Amarca?
Certainly, Phil.
You said that, and the lady made a point. You give to the poor.
Yes, we do.
But if they don't have the $5, they can't get into your church.
Well, Phil,
God will be glorified. And what does that mean? It means man's got to step up to the plate. I do not allow humankind to slide on glorifying our Lord. I make them step up to the plate. And if they want to hear the word of God as deeply as they say they do, yes, they step up to the plate, a $5 donation. Well, this woman says she's got a family of seven. Certainly, when she planned her children, she knew it would cost a lot of money to raise those kids and to raise a family. I doubt, sister, very much whether you do not have the money as you say you do. We have standing room in the basement. It costs $2.
We go to church about six times a week.
And they can see closed circuit on our $2 basement.
And so her family could go into the closed circuit basement.
For $2 a head, yes, sir.
That's a shame.
That's seven people, that's $14. That is as much money as you'd spend on toilet paper or toothpaste.
We take coats to the needy in this area. We have food bank drivers.
Well, maybe you should keep some of those coats if you don't have enough money.
Five or six times a week.
You need the coats. All right.
It's just a shame.
We hope to see you in our church.
And I hope the Lord will convict you of what you're doing.
The God is going to glorify me, and I will be sitting at the right hand of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when our eternal salvation is at hand. On the rapture, I will be raised up into heaven.
Nobody
I'm confident of this,
right,
sister.
Say they will be sitting at the right hand of
I know that the Lord has already spoken to me, and spoken to me he will.
Well,
and he has told me that many unrighteous.
Very against scripture.
And many unrighteous. I read scripture every night. I know scripture backwards, forwards, upside down. What I did, if I did 5-year stretch.
Putting on a show is not what people go for. They go for
I beg to differ. We all know that a good preacher is worth the price of admission. I did 5 years at Rayford Prison in Florida. And I do not want to comment on why I was in prison.
Every sentence you use has an I in it, sir. You have the I syndrome. And when you get rid of that God I,
and me,
you start
no,
talking
I,
about
I'm
the
talking
Holy
about
Spirit
I as the Holy Spirit. I as Jesus Christ. I as God Almighty. God and me,
we're
we are inseparable.
You're not Jesus Christ, and you're not God Almighty.
We are inseparable. I speak the word of God. That's all I'm saying, sister. I'm not saying I'm God. I speak the word of God. Now, when I sat in solitary confinement at Rayford Prison in Florida. And
what were you in prison for?
Excuse me?
What were you doing 5 years in prison for?
I had a very unfortunate period of my life.
No, just answer the question. Why were you in Rayford Prison in Florida?
I was what we call hanging paper.
What is hanging paper?
I was kiting checks.
You were passing bad checks.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. And I am very happy to say I was unrighteous, that the devil had a hold of me, and he wouldn't let go. But then I picked up the good book. Everything's okay. I feel good. I look good. I'm healthy. My skin's clear. I run about 5-6 miles a day. How many miles a day do you run, sister?
At least 12.
You run 12 miles a day. You know what I'm going to
do? I do a lot of work on my feet.
I'm going to get up to 12 miles a day.
I even do more than that.
You sound tired. I think you need a nap.
I am very sorry.
Have you laid down today at all?
You charge people to come to your church, sir,
well,
and I hope that you'll let the Holy Spirit convict you.
The Holy Spirit is benefiting from that, ma'am.
No,
benefiting
you are benefiting from
that.
From it.
Okay, guys.
The body is
God
a temple.
God bless you, and I will pray.
God bless
for you.
I'm praying for you too. $2, closed circuit basement. Don't forget about it. God bless.
Okay.
Have you thought any more, Phil, about the youth center?
I'm very, very flattered about the youth center. And what you said to that lady made a lot of sense, that God, what did you say,
God is glorified, Phil.
And when you say God is glorified, what do you mean?
If God is not against money. The Lord said, render to Caesar that is Caesar's, God to which is God's. God is not offended by money. God will take you where you want to go as long as it is by his side. And God will only get you one place, that's heaven. And I can tell by listening to your voice, I can tell by the kind of show you do, you've been missing that in your life, haven't you?
I guess in a lot of ways I have.
I know. I can tell. I can hear it. I would like you to join us, Phil. Come on down. Give your soul over to our Lord. Give your soul over to Jesus Christ. He is the only way out, and he is the one true way out, and no path but a straight path through Jesus. You've been on a crooked path, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess I have in a lot of ways. Nothing seems to be going right for me in a lot of,
But you've got great potential because you have a radio show. You can help people. And by the same token, you can help First Pentecostal in the desert. Will you come to our services?
I'd be very interested. I need to take another phone call, but I'd be very interested to get some more information.
But God bless you, Phil. That's all I want to say is God bless you.
All right, let's go to Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah. Listen, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
when I grew up reading the Bible, I grew up in a Christian family, and it's like this. Jesus didn't never charge admission for nothing he did.
Praise
As a matter
God.
Of fact, there's a part in the Bible where it says that it's easier for a rich man to pass through the eye of a needle than to get in the gates of heaven.
Ain't that the truth, too?
That is. And when you charge admission like that, you know what it is?
Don't make me rich.
People out, poor people that don't have the money that need the salvation, they're not getting it. Why? Because you're more interested in that dollar. If you ask me, you ought to be selling cars instead of preaching.
I'm raising money for Jesus Christ. I'm raising money for Jesus Christ.
Well, you need to get a real job.
I'm raising money for our Lord Jesus Christ.
You ain't raising money for him.
I was
running 5 miles
a day. It's
going more in your pocket.
I'm a great speaker. I'm a great preacher.
That's what you're charging. You're charging for the show.
Well, everybody wants to come and see a good show, but when you're given the Word of God, son, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? It's telling people, well, if you ain't got no money, you don't get saved. You don't get in the church.
You want to come in here
with it?
You want to hear God's Word? God will be glorified, and you go ahead and pony up.
I have never seen a church in my life that's going to tell people if they don't pay, they can't.
Son, don't you think there's something wrong with the fact that people are standing in line for a ball game, but they don't stand in line for the Word of God? Don't you think there's something wrong with the world? Well,
I've never seen Jesus go to a ball game, and I don't think you would. Matter of fact, I don't think
you'd
go to your church either.
Hell, I'd become a baseball fan if I ever seen Jesus at an Atlanta Braves game or something like that. Wouldn't you? I would.
Well, I tell you, one person that never paid admission to get in your church, and that would be the Lord, because he knows it's wrong.
No, because he already lives there, son. You don't pay admission to get in your own house. And God lives in the house of God.
You don't charge
exactly
admission. You need a real job.
I got a real job,
misleading
son.
All these
I
people.
Got a real job, and I'll tell you right now, son.
You need to quit misleading all these
even
people.
Even you're welcome.
Money's what's more important to you. And
even you're welcome.
Going out saving souls.
You come on out to California.
In your heart,
you come out to
and
California.
That's what you need to do.
You come out
you
to California.
You need to get your real
here.
Job.
I want you to come to our church. I want you to see the good work we're doing. I think you'd be very, very pleased. What, do you got a Visa or do you have a MasterCard?
What do I have?
Yes, sir.
That don't even matter.
I just wanted to know what you, because we do take Visa, MasterCard on a debit card.
You see, that don't even matter.
Well, it doesn't matter. You ain't going to get
you
my church.
Checks, you bounce
them. I'm very compelling. Yes,
night,
I did. Yes,
fraud.
I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I admit that I bounced checks. I admit that I was full of perdition. I was full of the devil. But I found out the devil's ways, and now I can shortcut that devil because I know his way. Do you know the devil's way? Now, what I would say, come on out to California and bring your MasterCard.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Say if I don't have any money at all, I'm broke and I don't have nothing, I'm living a sinful life,
yes.
And God moves on my heart, maybe I should go there, and I go up to the turnstile and I ain't got the money.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I don't get in your church. I don't get saved, do I?
You got the $2 closed circuit base.
What if I don't got it? But then I leave your church because I ain't got the money to get in and get hit by a car and go to hell. Is that what salvation's about? I don't think so.
Son, why would God move you to come to my church if you didn't have the $2 for the closed circuit room?
Well,
why would the Lord move you to come to my
church
if you didn't have
the $5? If your church was the nearest one around and I'm trying to get there and I'm trying to get in because
the guy's making a good point, though.
Phil, don't you want to be?
Isn't the guy saying, suppose he ain't got the $2 to get into your church, then he's hit by a car and he goes straight to hell?
Phil, you're letting the devil... The words of this young man, he's a fine young man, but I think the devil is starting to infiltrate his speaking process.
I think the devil has infiltrated your church.
It's a lot of hooey. It's a lot of hooey, son. You're preaching hooey.
You don't want to preach hooey. Two
okay.
Step this one. I ain't two step two when I'm talking to you.
You need $2 for the closed circuit to basement. I'll see you there.
Okay, I got to go.
$2 for the closed circuit basement, son.
That's your ripoff. You ought to sell cars.
$2 for the closed circuit basement. Okay, I got to take a break. We're late. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I was handed a program note. Later on tonight, if we have time, a new feature, Raj Fanin's I Got Blues Hour. Not a whole hour, is it? All right, good. 1-800-449-8686. I Got Blues. 1-800-449-8686. Austin and Marco on the line from the First Pentecostal of the Desert. They charge admission in their church. They actually have a debit card swiping machine at the door and a turnstile. $5 ahead.
Phil, I wanted to just interrupt. Can I say something?
Well, I wanted to set up your credentials.
It won't take very long, Phil.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the voice of Phil Hendry. He is a talk show host. And this man has raised money for my friend's place in Los Angeles. and they have not so much as put his name on the door to the bathroom at that place.
Okay,
let me just say what I want to say, Phil. Because I'm speaking for you.
I appreciate that.
At First Pentecostal of the Desert, we are building our very first youth center, and we would love to have Mr. Henry's name on that. If you would become, Phil, a member of our congregation, and you know that you need the Word of God, don't you?
Yeah, I guess I do.
You've known that for a long time, haven't you?
Excuse me, yes.
Why not make it this Sunday, Phil? Bring your family.
Well, I...
We would love to put our name, your name, on our youth center.
I think that I'm overwhelmed.
Come on out Sunday, Phil. Let us do for you.
I accept. I think.
Thank. Praise Jesus. Pray. You're going to come out Sunday?
Yeah. I'll bring the family. I thank you very much, sir.
Praise Jesus. You feel good?
I do. Yeah. Well, I want to get out of myself. I feel like this is all about me. Let me go to a phone call.
Well, it ought to be about you, son.
All right. This is Austin. Hello. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
It is about you.
Yes, ma'am. Very good. Thank you.
Good.
It's about you because you made a great decision in your life.
Let me just say, if the gentleman would kind of put a muzzle on it for a second.
I'll be happy to put a muzzle on it and let the sister speak.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, we're all glorified.
Okay. Listen.
Yes.
I understand. That, of course, the Word does teach that money answereth all things. I know we got to keep the lights on.
You got
to. We have to keep the bills paid.
Amen.
But, if you will read, go back and read your Bible, first of all, you need deliverance. First of all, you need help. Because the predominant end of
the
ministry.
Well, I need help.
I need God's help. Yes, you do.
Every day of my life, I need God's help.
Will you let the lady talk?
Every day of my life, I need God's help.
I think you need to keep your mouth shut for a second. That's one of the biggest problems that I see is because a person that can't bridle their tongue, they're not spiritual at all. That's what the Bible teaches.
Whoa.
A person that cannot bridle their tongue is not spiritual.
I'm feeling the Holy Ghost.
No, you don't. You need to bridle your tongue. Listen.
Ooh.
Listen. What I'm saying is this. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples,
Amen.
If you have love one to another.
Amen.
All right? That means moving yourself out of the way and caring about the souls of men.
Amen.
Okay? And it has nothing to do with money. You are guilty of the sin of Balaam, a prophet for hire. And the Lord had to use a donkey to speak to Balaam. Okay?
Well,
and that's probably what's going to end up happening to
you. I hope the Lord uses me to speak to Balaam.
You will be judged.
The Lord's using me.
You, my brother,
the Lord is using me, sister.
Because of what you're doing. It's people like you and what you're doing that give the church a bad name and make it hard on us to minister to people.
I think you're letting the devil in.
Listen to me.
You're letting the devil in now. You let the devil in now.
No, you listen to me.
I hear the devil speaking now.
No, the devil is not speaking.
You're speaking against me. You must be speaking for the devil. I speak for God. My brother,
I'm speaking the truth, okay? I'm speaking the truth. You are guilty of the sin of Balaam. You are a huckster. You are a false prophet, and you need deliverance.
You did say you were in prison for 5 years for hanging paper.
I hung a little paper.
And I can understand
paper.
Why.
Big deal.
He's making a racket out of this thing.
A person should not have to swipe a credit card
or charge admission to come into church.
Visa, MasterCard, what do you got?
That's none of your concern.